EU leaders met late last week to develop a European strategy to combat the global financial crisis, and the Czech Republic is set to tighten its belt in many key areas. However, the finance minister, Miroslav Kalousek, claimed recently that the country was an oasis protected from the current crisis. But is that really true? Dominik Jun spoke to Tomáš Sedláček, chief economic strategist at the Czech bank CSOB.
Well, it is to a large extent true. We should not be affected by the primary cause of the crisis, so to speak. We will be affected, like the whole world, with a gradual slowdown of the economic growth. So the times when Czech Republic's GDP grew at 6%, those days are over, and we will return to a more normal rate of growth around 3 or 4%. This holds true for the whole region. Our banking has been much more cautious.
And why precisely does Eastern Europe seem to be more immune from the global financial crisis? You mentioned the different banking systems.
Unlike America and Western Europe, Czech Republic is flooded with liquidity. What we observe on the west from us is a lack of liquidity. So Czech banks, or the whole banking system, is flooded with extra cash. The Czech National Bank has actually been withdrawing money, whereas what national or central banks do elsewhere is that they're actually injecting money.
And yet there are reports that Czech banks are now going to be making it slightly more difficult for people to get credit, for people to take out loans. There's reports that there's 160 billion crowns worth of loans out there in the Czech Republic, and that banks are becoming slightly more conservative, shall we say.
Yes, even our banks are taking even more precautionary options in order to adjust to what's happening around the world.
And could that have a sort of domino effect, the banks raising interest rates and becoming more wary? Could that then cause some companies to struggle?
Instead of raising interest rates, we expect more severe requirements in order to get a loan.
And there have been reports that the Škoda car company is going to suspend manufacturing for a week at the end of October because of falling demand. We've heard the stories about the Kristalex glass company being in trouble. So it does seem that at least at the edges there's some economic woes in the Czech Republic.
Yes, that is the secondary effect. We should not be affected by the primary effect. Our banking is healthy. But the secondary effect, of course, when our partners slow down their economic growth, we will be affected as well. The economy goes in cycles. It goes up and it goes down. We've had a very long period of very rich years and very successful developments. And now it seems that these extraordinary years are truly over, and we have to adjust to somewhat of a slower pace of demand. We'll have to see how the car industry develops. Of course, that is an industry that we are quite heavily relying on, and a lot will depend on how that develops. However, Škoda, as well as Hyundai, is starting two new factories, which should be operating very soon. That should also, you know, help in terms of increasing the capacity. And of course, it's the question of demand, and that is also a question of price. So we should expect the price of cars to decrease somewhat.
Tomáš Sedláček, economic strategist at the Czech bank CSOB.